Dungeons & Drimbus is rated R for rude language, rough violence, and raunchy humor.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
I do declare, here's what happened previously on Dungeons and Drimbus. After surviving the cold and the fight with the Paratons, Bob and Jessica make it to the Chesapeake Cheese and Cake Factory and Inn. They spend a restful night inside of a cake suite before heading down for breakfast in the morning, where they encounter none other than Viper. Playing dumb, Viper sits down with them as Bob raises suspicions before one of Viper's snakes bites Jessica multiple times. In need of the anti-venom, they go to Viper's room, where they encounter Monique, Kit, Richard, Tyrannicus, and Thomas Phelps, as the parties finally collide. I do declare, Your Honor is back in session. It's time for the Act 2 finale.
Well, well, well. And out of the bathroom, you see Monique Valentine walk out. And with Monique, we see...
Shut up.
Tyrannicus?
What?
You see Thomas Phelps.
No! I'm gonna kill myself.
And behind them, you see another man with a gray streak through his beard that kind of looks like Thomas pre-skeletization.
What the fuck is this?
Oh my god. Thomas?
Boys, you have just entered to a Warforged, as well as a mostly paralyzed Jessica sitting atop of your cheese bed in your cheese room.
I should have looked at the ledger when I could. I knew it. I knew I should have looked at the ledger.
Hey, it's been a while. Oh, wow. Hey, yeah. Hi there. Hey.
Are there any doggy bags around me?
Doggy bags?
Like containers that like people carry food in?
There's cheesecloth. Can't you carry things in there?
Don't do it, man. You see bags. I don't know if you see like a hard container.
What is he doing?
If he's doing what I think he's doing, holy shit, dude.
Bob is gonna step in front of Jess and pull out his sword and be like, you better not fucking move.
In the bathroom, Tyrannicus, you were just in the bathroom. You see the big tub full of the cheesy fondue.
Ew.
And then there are also like bags there that are made of cheesecloth that you can use to store personal items.
The door is locked now and Viper's standing in front of it, but for the record, she looks very apologetic.
Yes, so Barbara, between you and the door to exit the room are Viper, Monique, Thomas, Tyrannicus, and the other man, and then Kit is on the inside part, like he's basically closest to Jessica.
Richard?
Yes, nephew?
take care of the Warforged, please. And I want to whip out my shadow.
Nephew.
No. I'm going to go right for Jessica.
No. Viper grabs him.
Roll for initiative.
Roll for initiative. Let's go. Let's go.
Initiative. And John's like, yeah, you guys are going to get to your finale today. It's going to be a long recession.
Now I'm totally flying to New York, and I'm going to kick your ass. And I'm going to drive to Pembroke Pines, and I'm going to kick Palazzo's ass. It's just, and then I'm going to go to TJ. Hannah, you're safe. I'm going to TJ then. I'm coming for all of you. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. I was not expecting this.
I'm so sorry.
Tyrannicus, what did you get?
23.
Jessica is a 15 for initiative.
That's a 19 for Barbara.
16.
17.
Okay, Tyrannicus, as you see Barb taking in the area in absolute shock, you see the paralyzed Jessica, you hear Thomas say, Richard, take care of the Warforged. And he draws Shadowblade and begins moving toward Jessica. What do you do, Tyrannicus?
Before Thomas can attack, I'm going to snap my fingers. I'm going to cast Polymorph, and then I'm going to use my points to cast it on both of them to attempt to turn them into worms.
Holy shit. Okay, Tyrannicus, what do they need to roll?
They got to roll Wisdom saves and beat 17.
Okay.
Okay.
Son of a biscuit eating bulldog. Jessica's Wisdom saving throw was a 10. So she's a paralyzed worm, I guess.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'm going to use my Indomitable that I just got, and I'm going to reroll the saving throw.
Okay, this would be the time to use it.
It would be, wouldn't it? You sneaky sly dog. I hate you.
No, that's a 9.
Ooh.
So in an instant, Thomas, you draw Shadowblade. You begin to charge, and with the snap of a finger, you see, suddenly, on the bed is a little, like, not wriggling worm at all.
Oh, God.
And then on the floor is a little robotic worm, kind of like...
Kind of cool. Kind of metal.
Tyrannicus, please roll a d20 for me.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. I forgot.
You better fucking kill me. Because if you don't kill me now, I'm fucking...
I got an 18.
Okay, you're good.
All right. And then, like, he yells to, like, Monique, and he's just like... Put him in a container and let's go.
Right. I got you, Tiro. And you see she runs into the bathroom, grabs a cheesecloth.
Isn't her turn an initiative?
Oh, excuse wait. Me. It's not. It's
oh,
not.
No.
Excuse
oh, no.
me.
No.
Thomas is going to
no.
step on the worm.
Give me one second. Barbara, it is actually your turn. You see Monique runs to the bathroom to try and grab some cheesecloth.
You are a worm.
Okay, Barb is going to slither towards the bed and climb into one of its holes and just like disappear into one of the holes.
Roll a stealth check for me.
Do I get any advantage because I'm a fucking worm?
Bro, how fast you move and you a worm?
Yeah, those are slow, boys.
I don't know, guys. I've never been a worm before.
What are the mechanics? Does being a robotic worm help?
Yeah, come on.
Like turbo.
I think being a robotic worm, you can probably make it to the bed in 6 seconds. You can like...
All right, well, I want to hide somewhere under the bed, man.
Okay, stealth check.
Can I blend in? That's a 15.
Okay. Everyone, you can roll a search for the robotic worm.
Oh, my God.
How long does Polymorph last, TJ?
Concentration an hour.
Yeah.
You better concentrate, motherfucker.
Okay. Next up is Richard, and Richard is going to look to the bathroom, and then he's going to look at the worm on the bed, and then he is going to look at his nephew. And Thomas, he is going to try and grapple you to hold you up against the wall.
Oh my. Now I'm intrigued.
Roll a strength contest for me.
That is a 19.
Okay, you shake him off. He goes to put you up against the wall and you just kind of like with your left arm sideswipe him and knock him. He falls on his ass and he looks at you and he goes, Thomas, please listen to me. We want answers.
I can't believe after all this time, this is how it ends. Being murdered as a worm.
I wish you could write a book about this one, huh?
This is not the way you want this to go. We need answers about what happened to her.
And that's going to be his turn.
Not listening.
Yep.
Sounds correct.
Good to see Thomas hasn't had any growth in
Good
all the time we've been apart.
Viper, it is your turn.
Thank the gods. Okay.
Viper, you better kill me.
That is a, is it investigation or perception to find mechanical worm?
Let's call it perception.
All right, that is a 19.
You find a robotic worm in between the mattress okay. and one of the slats.
I hurry and I stand in front of Thomas and I scoop them up very gently. I've handled snakes before. And I scoop up Worm, Jessica as well. And I hold them close to me and I'm like, no one is murdering anyone.
today.
A viper feels a slight tongue on the inside of her fingers.
And Viper, as your hand gets licked, it becomes Thomas's turn.
Oh, God.
Put them down, Viper.
No.
Please.
No. I'm so sorry, but no.
I'm going to do a warning swipe towards Viper with my shadow blade.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Well, I'm gonna do it.
We discussed apprehending. We discussed questioning. We never discussed murder. I would be very careful if I were you. And as she says that, her snakes...
Oh, yeah, they are coiled and ready to strike
around
at everyone. They, like, one, at least one has eyes on everyone in the room.
Thomas, I understand you have very strong feelings. However, it's simply unjust. You won't feel better, and it's not what we agreed upon.
Forget the warning swipe. I'm just going to point the shadow blade at Viper and just say again, put them down, please.
No.
I'm going to swipe at the snakes.
You can try.
You going for a headshot, bro?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll that attack.
Thomas is so fucking unhinged.
That is, oh my God, another 19.
Holy shit. Does that hit Viper?
Well, with the snakes, because of the, like, they can make a dex save because of how, like, crazy they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, make that dex save.
Oh. Because I'm a rogue, baby. That's a 24.
Okay. Thomas, you swipe. You see Viper tilts her head back and the snakes like part like a wave as the shadow blade just barely goes under her nose and then they reclose.
I really hope you didn't mean that.
And Jessica, it is your turn.
Well... Jessica's paralyzed and a worm.
Well, Tyrannicus, is there anything they can do to try and leave this form?
No.
Once you're transformed, I think that's it.
Okay.
And the creature is limited to actions it can perform by the nature of its new form. It can't speak, can't cast spells, or take any other action that requires hands or speech. So,
we have
Jessica,
tongues.
As a paralyzed worm, is just gonna kind of slightly twitch.
A good sensible twitch.
A good sensible twitching in the hands of Viper. And Jessica is just gonna think to herself, gosh, this is how it all goes, eh?
And if you could hear Barb, you would hear, I fucking told you so. Anyway.
It is Kit's turn. Kit is going to slither forward on his tentacles. Oh. And he's gonna, he looks very conflicted, and he goes, Mr. Phelps, please, we were all entrepreneurs, what can we talk to them, please?
Kit, we're still entrepreneurs. This is what entrepreneurs do. This is justice, Kit. They did something bad to us, and no. Now...
Don't manipulate Kit!
Don't talk to me like I'm a buffoon!
Yeah!
You're not!
This isn't right, Mr. Phelps! Please!
Why not? They killed our friends, didn't they?
How are you any better if you killed him without talking to them, huh?
I'm not going to kill them. I just want to talk.
Then put the shadow blade away, Mr. Phelps.
No.
Put it away.
You don't know what she could do, even as a worm. I'm not
She's
putting this away.
She's just a worm.
You hear Tyrannicus in the back like, she can't do much.
He crawled his way in front of Viper, basically to stand between you and her. And it looks like he readies his fists. At this point, Monique comes out of the bathroom with a cheesecloth and goes, okay, there is a lot of tension going on here. We gotta figure something out, but Mr. Phelps, I gotta be able to talk to these people. I don't know what I'm gonna tell her if they just die all of a sudden, okay? So please, Miss Viper, if we could just put them inside this cheesecloth, that would be wonderful.
Neither Viper nor her snakes take their eyes off of Thomas as she, like, steps to the side and back to put them in the cheesecloth. If he attacks, she has a plan.
Okay.
Weirdly enough, Monique is the only one that has been able to convince Thomas, so he puts the shadow blade away.
Oh.
Okay. She sees you doing that, and she says, Mr. Thomas, remember, there are more people at play here. They are small fish in a big pond.
He's not going to respond.
Okay. And she zips the cheesecloth. Tyrannicus, it is your turn.
Tyrannicus just like witnessing that it goes around, like taps the communicator on it, and is like, suspects apprehended. We need emergency transpo.
Tyrannicus, really?
Yeah.
No way. Who'd you get?
We got Jessica and we have Barbara.
Where are you? You're at Chesapeake?
Chesapeake at, what is this called?
Chesapeake Cheese and Cake in Factory Inn.
Yep. What she said.
We won't be able to beam you up until moon comes overhead. Should be, tonight. I know it's early over there right now, but if you can find any way to hold them until the transport is ready, there's one roughly 3 or 4 hours away from here. Gravid Plains. It's southeast of where you are right now.
All right, well, guess we're tying them up and we're going to Rapid Plains.
Tyrannicus, are you safe?
Currently, I've transformed both suspects into worms, but as you know, that doesn't last very long.
All right, watch their hands and watch their mouth.
Will do.
Godspeed.
And he hangs up. Barbara, it is your turn.
Okay. Barbara would like, as a worm, to try and eat through the cheesecloth. Because it's fucking cheese.
Roll a constitution check for me.
Fucking ridiculous. I can't stand you people.
I'm so pissed I failed that wisdom saving throw.
It's an 18, motherfucker.
Is that with your modifier? Because you're a worm right now.
Okay, so what do you want?
What's a worm's modifier?
I'm gonna say a worm rolls flat.
So then it's a 15 flat.
Okay. You eat a hole through the cheesecloth. You haven't jumped out yet. You get the feeling no one's noticed the hole, because that's a small action.
Thank
I'll
you.
Give it to you for
Thank
free.
You.
Your worm has like little robotic rotor teeth, and it goes, and it eats through the cheesecloth.
That's metal as hell.
So you cut a hole in the cheesecloth. Is there anything else you want to do, Barbara?
I, as a worm, would like to butt my head at Jessica Worm to show her what I've done with the hole and to see if she'll get the idea.
Jessica's little worm eyes look at the hole, or they try to if she's facing the right way.
Oh, that's right, she's still
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we need to help her. What the fuck do we do? Can I like try sucking on part of the worm to see if I can suck the rest of the venom out? Like, what?
Roll a medicine check with disadvantage
for me. You and your
me.
Disadvantage.
If you roll well enough, I'll say you're both paralyzed for one turn, and then it'll wear off.
No, that's a 7.
You just kind of end up making out with Jessica Worm.
That's fair. Barb doesn't hate it. It's fine. It's
It
fair.
Is now Richard's turn, and he's going to pick himself up and go, let's just transport them out of here, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Thomas.
Yes, Uncle.
Can we bring them along safely?
Yes.
Tyrannicus, where did you say we needed to go?
We need to go to Gravid Plains. It's about 3-4 hours from here, so we have to find a way to secure them so that they can't cast any spells.
I recommend we double wrap the bag or something.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Or at least put them in something else.
I'd also recommend not keeping them in a bag. Maybe something a little more secure.
You.
Assistants, do you think it might be wise to perhaps let them shift back and then tie them?
I don't want to do anything until we can be sure that they can't cast spells.
No, I think that they should probably be kept worms for at least a little bit.
But also, they can't stay in that bag
no.
when they transform back or something bad will happen.
Absolutely, no.
Tyrannicus, you get PTSD flashbacks to the bugs exploding in the apartment.
Oh, my.
And then Richard goes, very well. And he's going to go to the door. He, like, looks into the people and he says, I don't see anyone in the hallway right now. It might be wise to move away from prying eyes before we have unconscious or tied up bodies with us. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
If I may, the Warforged, the only way she was subdued was as a worm. Well, taking them to be questioned. So I guess my question would be, what is your plan if you're reverting her back? Because that is sort of the only thing keeping her from probably doing a lot of damage.
Does anyone have rope? And Monique goes, oh, how about this? And she holds up a big length of string cheese. It's about 50 feet long.
How strong is that string cheese?
Can we shift one at a time, Tyrannicus? Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Okay, then maybe we do that. I'm sure all of us can probably restrain her, right?
Well, one is a robot, who I'm not entirely sure how strong she is, but...
She's pretty strong. She's pretty cool, too.
That's my guy.
Which is hard to restrain, and the other one is a shifty magician.
I think we should keep them worms in a safe location for as long as possible.
Right.
So until we're in a very secure location, they are not going anywhere. So I suggest we leave now and we find somewhere.
I agree. Okay. So Richard opens the door for his turn. Viper, it is your turn. You can begin moving towards the door or you can take a proper action.
I offer a pocket to Monique to put the cheesecloth in.
Yep, she puts it in your pocket.
I got a pocket full of cheesecloth.
Okay, and she is wearing leather.
So you can't eat through it.
Watch me.
It is like twisted closed, and it's one of the pockets that's like near her breastplate, so she can keep a close eye on it. But she doesn't tie too tight. She doesn't want to like accidentally crush the worm. Yep.
Thomas body slams into you.
Thomas, it is your turn.
Monique?
Yeah?
Can I talk to you privately for one moment, please?
You want to step into the cheese bathroom? You want to step into the baby bell's room?
I heard a rumor that there might be a cake room. Could we step in there?
We didn't rent a cake room.
Okay, let's go in the freaking cheese room.
Okay, into the baby bell room. And she opens the bathroom door to let you in.
Monique?
Yeah?
I'm not going to hurt you or the worms that are inside of you. Wait, that came out weird. I'm not going to hurt you or the worms in your pocket.
They're not in my... Wait, whose pocket are they in? Nope, they're in my pocket. Don't worry.
Who has the worms? Who's the fucking worms, Monique?
They're in my pocket, Mr. Phelps. Don't worry.
Does Viper have them still?
No, I have them. Don't worry. Yes, okay, you're not going to hurt us.
I am not going to put a fireball through everyone's face outside if you could fulfill these two conditions for me.
Okay.
Because weirdly enough, you are the only other one I trust to do the right thing if push came to shove. So, A... I want you to hold on to the worms when we step outside of this room.
Okay.
Because they won't trust me to do it. So you take care of them until we get up, you know.
Right.
And for the interrogation, I want you and I in the room. No one else.
Oh, I don't like that.
Monique, listen. I want to do what's right, but I am struggling. Thomas is struggling right now. But I know what I was about to do was wrong. Please, I need your help.
Okay.
You will be there.
I'll tell you what. I cannot make these promises to you, Mr. Phelps. I don't even know where we're going right now. You guys didn't really want to explain that to me the other day. But wherever we're going, I can give you my word that I will do my best to accomplish these conditions. And if all else fails, I will do everything in my power to make sure this is handled correctly. It might not be the most pleasant way, but correctly, because quite frankly, and like she looks at the door, she goes, look, I like Tyrannicus and all. I like him quite a lot. I like Richard. I like everybody here, but this has been my work for years now. And I hesitate to even have you on board in this mission, but I can't do it alone. And I can see that you want to do good too, okay? We're gonna do this the right way, I promise you.
It's been my work for years too, Monique, in a different way, but it has been, so...
Right.
I trust you.
Believe it or not, I somehow trust you too. And she holds out a hand to you.
I will take it.
Okay, she shakes your hand and says, and that's how you plea bargain, and winks at you and opens the door.
I'm gonna just be shaking with rage, but bite my bony tongue and walk out.
His bones jittering.
At this point, it is now Jessica's turn.
Jessica is going to attempt to twitch her way to the hole in the cheesecloth.
Roll a disadvantaged dexterity check.
Okay. Gosh. A 7.
You barely even twitch at all.
Nice.
Barbara, is there anything you want to do?
Barbara's going to make a second hole.
Roll another constitution check for...
No, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, you just kind of suffocate on the fabric for a little bit until you spit it out.
Oh, no.
Okay, and Richard holds the door open for all of you to head out, and you just hear...
Well, that went a little better than I expected. Not much better, but a little bit.
I think some of us knew that there would be a problem, but we just wanted to leave it to be dealt with when the problem arose, and it certainly arose.
Are we gonna have to fly up that thing again?
Absolutely.
Would you like a paper bag for the way?
No, I'll be all right.
All right.
And yeah, Richard kind of... You know, there are people in the hallway, but they don't think too much of it. They see all these people walking out of one room, and you see one Era Coker just kind of like raises an eyebrow at you guys and then goes about his business. But if you wish to leave the Chesapeake Cheese and Cake Factory and Inn, you may.
We shall.
Okay. We shall. Are you guys heading straight to Gravity Plains?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't forget Jessica's purse.
Our thing.
I cast a fireball at Jessica's purse.
No.
Do you actually?
Is it right there in front of me?
It's on the bed.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You're gonna set the bed on fire.
You cast a fireball and it just melts the fucking room. Just
nice.
Immediately, as you do that, you, like, the building shakes a little bit with the power of that fireball, and you hear sounds of commotion and alarm as people begin looking around.
I think we should start running now.
Now we really have to go. Thanks a lot, Thomas.
Time to go.
I start running.
And Jessica's purse is smoldering in the ashes, and you just see the burnt remaining pages of my spell book just completely turn to ash.
Yes.
And the remaining gold that was in Jessica's purse is the only thing left undamaged. And you see a hand mirror sitting next to the gold.
Okay, yeah. You hear the glass of the mirror kind of shatter in the heat. In the wreckage, you see employees begin running to the melting room. There's cheese melting down and a spell book that is lit aflame. As it burns through the cover, it kind of like unfolds open. And we see a crumpled, smoothed out page in Ostrogon's handwriting burn up and turn to ash.
No! Not Ostrogon!
But sure enough, you guys can use the commotion of Thomas's fireball to escape the factory and inn with very little eyes on you. And outside, it's maybe a 10-minute walk across the town, but you make it over to the stables where Monique parked her caravan. And Monique goes, okay, hold up. I think we need at least one other horse. We are overlooking the shit out of them. I don't know if they'll make it.
I mean, we're out of stable. Let's just take whatever we need and let's go.
How much gold do you guys got?
How much do you need?
I don't know. How much is the horse
swear.
Here? Hey! Oh hey, mister! Gosh. How much is the horse here?
Let's just take
the
horse.
I'm gonna kill you, John. I'm gonna fly to New York and I'm gonna decapitate you. I'm gonna burn you alive. Monique, respectfully, I think we should just take the horse and go and leave some gold.
Okay.
John?
I'm gonna flip a coin on this.
He's having so much fun.
Y'all don't even know what you're gonna miss if you don't. Oh my god, I'm gonna kill myself.
Okay, Monique goes, god damn it. Okay, here, Tyrannicus, grab that one. I'll grab this one.
Wait, how did they get here?
I don't know.
I assume they're not walking. Let's just take all the horses.
What? All the horses? What?
I like how you think, Tyrannicus.
Okay, everybody grab a horse, I guess.
All right.
If we weren't worms, we could also get.
I want the handsome one.
Are there any other, like, animals there?
Oh, my God.
Tyrannicus, you see a big mastiff.
Oh, I want it. I'm taking that.
As you walk up to the gate, it immediately goes.
Hey, boy.
It's okay.
We have no time.
We don't have time for this. All right, I'm leaving.
Lassie, is that you?
Nope.
I'm coming.
Setting loose all the other animals, and we're going to take the horses and dip.
That's some Noah's Ark bullshit. What is happening?
Except the dog. That dog can stay in there.
Okay, you set loose all the animals. They stampede out. People in the street are like, what the hell is going on? There is commotion as you all quickly hitch up a horse. You see a cyclops begin to walk out of a hut going, oh my lord! And Monique goes, yeah! And whips the now like 5-horse caravan off. You guys go flying down the mountain.
So much for a low profile.
At least now no one will realize that we stole the horse.
Suppose.
We can return them later. We have much more important things to deal with.
I'm gonna name mine Taco.
Jeez.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Okay, and you all ride on toward Gravid Plains. What are you doing on the ride there? With your new and improved ride, it will only take roughly 1 hour.
So what you're saying is if I recast Polymorph...
I mean...
So
what you gonna
we currently
do?
Have a decision to make while we're riding here. Like, obviously, we've told them that we don't plan to harm them in any way. We're just taking them in for questioning.
Right.
And we have rope. How are we going to go about this? We have a very strong Warforged. We have a very tricky magician.
Tyrannicus, What other kinds of spells do you have? Do you have a slowing spell of some kind?
I don't. I could put them to, like, sleep or something.
I like that plan. I like that plan.
We can try it. The problem with that is that would put everyone else around here to sleep, too, and I can't prevent you guys from not catching it.
Nothing wrong with a good nap, I suppose. We wouldn't need it for Jessica. Not for another hour, at least.
Well, Viper, you know that she has less than an hour left on the paralysis.
Oh, I never rolled a d4 to see how many hours.
Oh, roll that d4 for me.
4.
Okay, you know she has roughly 3 hours left on her paralysis.
All right. I mean, Tyrannicus, does sleep work on a warforged? They don't have to sleep, do they?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. I don't think there are any warforged on base.
I assume we're going to have to wait until nighttime. It's going to be quite a few hours. Of course, yes, secure them, but perhaps having a conversation with them before?
Of course, but I feel like they should be secured because they may be quite startled when they come out of worm form, and in order to prevent another fight so that no one gets hurt, maybe just a light. I don't know.
Well, Monique has that cheese rope.
Very true. There's just no telling whether they will immediately jump out of the caravan or not, and I'm going to hazard a guess that they will.
And also, there's the matter of Thomas. Can we even trust him? He already torched down a building.
He has promised that he won't harm them, at least today.
Assistant, are they conscious during all it? Like, can they understand us, or do they have worm brains?
No, they can hear us and understand us. They just can't respond to us because they're worms.
Okay, can we ask them to nod?
I don't see why not.
Worm Jessica is still paralyzed, I would like to add, so...
Well, maybe the robot worm can speak for them both.
If she knows everything, maybe.
And also, how will we tell if they're lying or not? They're worms.
Yes, and they wouldn't be able to give complicated answers, merely a nod or a shake.
I just mean, you know, are they going to surrender? And if the robot worm says yes, then maybe we release the concentration. And if it does not work... If she does fight, then we can cast it again, and we know not to trust them after that.
Well, there's no knowing whether they'll lie. I mean...
Right. It would be a risk, but I suppose they kind of know they're beaten at this point, no?
I don't know about that. I mean, listen. If you have to turn them into worms and paralyze one of them, just to have them in the caravan to where they need to go, have they lost?
Well, did we have to? Because it just kind of happened very quickly.
I've always been taught to take no chances, and that was the most effective way to get out of there with no one being hurt.
Yes, exactly. This was a combat not required mission, meaning that we weren't planning on taking them out, we were retrieving. So in order to do so, without any scratches, the paralyzation slash worm route seemed the best way.
Right.
And in order to continue, I have a feeling we may want to try to keep them as worms. Or I was going to suggest small rodents and, you know, I'm going to take that back almost immediately. That would just be a shit show
with my hair.
But if we want to turn them into something else, I don't know, perhaps like...
Look, going at the pace that we're going, the polymorph should wear off just before we get to where we need to be.
But by then, we'll have reinforcements.
But it is noon. If it works the way I gathered it works, we have at least 7 hours or so before we can actually use it.
This is true. Gonna have to get nice and cozy.
Oh, dear. All right, we need a new plan.
Very well.
That's not going to work.
Well, I guess we're just gonna be forced to talk to them. Is there anywhere, like, nearby there we could stop at?
I mean, we could have stayed in the tavern room, but respectfully, that cheese has melted.
We'll deal with it in the carriage.
Can you turn them into, like, whales or something? No, that's far too big. I'm just thinking Emperor's New Groove. You know, he becomes a giant whale and he can't move.
Please turn me into a whale.
No, or we could do a cow.
I'm going to turn around slowly and say, please, do not turn them into anything more sentient until we get back to base.
You hear from outside the caravan where Monique is driving going,
yeah, I think I'd agree with that. At least not if you can't restrain them effectively.
Can you turn them into sloths? They are quite slow, quite cuddly, in fact. Yes, they have talons we'd have to be careful for, but by the time they actually got even close, we'd be, you know, out of reach.
What would be the point of me repolymorphing them?
It's for when it runs out, I'm saying.
We still have another 7 hours.
Of polymorph?
No, before we can leave. I cannot cast 7 more polymorphs That takes too much magic.
No, 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 that's not what I'm suggesting.
Oh, but perhaps we can tie them up as sloths.
But we could tie them up as sloths. We need to turn them into something that's bipedal, that has arms and legs that could be restrained before they turn back. That's the only problem with the worms. The worms are virtually perfect in every other aspect except for this one. There are no limbs to tie up.
Turn them into a sea cucumber. I think that suits Jessica well.
I don't think they have appendages.
I like the idea of turning them into something like a sloth. It can be tied up so that when it then wears off, we can talk to them safely.
So, when the transformation is about to wear out, we want to transform them again and tie them up.
Yes.
All right.
So, you guys ride on. It takes about an hour, which is quite a lot faster than you anticipated. But with your new decked out caravan, it is no time as you arrive at Gravid Plains. You get the feeling that this is probably a prettier thing to look at in the spring, as right now it is just an open field covered in snow. But, Tyrannicus, you look around, and sure enough, as you dig up some snow, you do manage to find the green insignia in the ground. And then, while that has been going on your right here, they transformed from worms to then sloths as you recast polymorph.
So we get to do another wisdom saving throw, yes.
Yes! Please roll wisdom saving throws.
Thomas is gonna get his fireball ready.
In a caravan? Hell no! Hell no! Veto! Veto, veto, veto! Do you have another spell?
You can't veto what I do with my hands, Viper. This is why you're not an assistant.
So, Jessica's wisdom saving throw was a natural 20, plus her 5 bonus to bring it to a 25.
Damn.
Barbara?
Mine's not as exciting. I rolled an 11, but I'm really happy for you.
Okay.
I'm happy for Jess.
You guys get there, Tyrannicus, you find the insignia. The hour is ending, and so Viper, you bring out the cheesecloth. As you see them begin to transform out of their worm shapes, and you see the robotic worm then turns into a Warforged sloth.
That is so metal.
And you see Barbara slowly crawling as a sloth along the ground. As Jessica, instead of transforming into a sloth, transforms back into Jessica, paralyzed on the ground.
Hi, Arinai. Excuse me, can I just say, like, a little something? Hi.
Like a spark flies from Tronica's hand. He's like, sorry, it's a little tricky sometimes still.
That's all right. Should we proper up?
Yes.
Viper will go and, like, very gently try to, like, sit Jessica up. And as she does, she, like, kind of leans in and is like, for the record, I'm very sorry that I had to use such barbaric methods to get you here. I usually really don't like using my snakes to bite unless they have harmed me. Thank you.
It's a little tough to maybe see it from that point of view when I'm like this. But, you know, I'll take your word for it, I guess.
How close am I to Jessica?
You're pretty close.
This is not lethal force, so everyone relax.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
But I'm going to kick her back down to the ground.
Yeah, you kick her, and she falls onto her side.
Ah.
Leave her there.
Monique goes, okay.
It was nice to see you again, Thomas. I miss you.
Pleasure seeing you, Miss Felcher. And Monique is going to pick you back up and bring out the cheese string.
Monique, what the fuck are you doing here?
It's a very long story, Miss Felcher. I'm sure we'll get plenty of time to talk
about. Why are you with them? Thomas, do you know what she is? Who she works for?
I'm gonna whip out my shadow blade non-lethally, point it at Jessica, and say, do not speak to me.
Yes, he knows.
Say it out loud, Noni. Why not?
He knows I work for Hagatha.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a long story, probably, you know, at least like 20 episodes or something.
And Thomas, do you have a clone? Who the fuck is it?
Pleasure to meet you, Richard Edgeworth. He holds a hand out, but obviously you can't shake it, so he just grabs your chin and, like, jostles your
hand. Hi, Richard. No. I met you in the cheese room, so are you Richard Cheese?
Oh, how I wish I was.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
Monique begins tying your hands with some cheese rope. Monique has rolled to tie you up. You feel the string around your wrists, and then she goes, Does someone else want to do the honors for the sloth?
Sure.
Her name is Dorothy.
Can I stick the shadow blade closer to her neck so she doesn't talk?
Wait. Did you just say Dorothy?
No, her name is Barbara. And
that's how she introduced herself, and that's what she wants to go by right now.
Our intel is that her name is Barbara.
Trust me, that's Barbara. By the way, and Monique looks at you, Barbara, and she says,
Haggy misses you dearly.
And just a little sloth finger. Jeronicus,
Dorothy?
We were told that her name is Barbara.
Dorothy.
It's Barbara, trust me.
Why are you pushing for that, Monique?
Because I just met with Hagatha the other day.
But what about this? Excuse me, Miss Viper, didn't she introduce herself to you?
Yes, but that might have been protection. I'm not really sure. We were told it was Barbara, but I mean, Dorothy is lovely as well.
Isn't it a lovely name?
Whatever her name is does not matter to me. Tie her up.
I agree.
I tie up very gently.
Roll a survival check for me.
That is an 18 for survival. 18.
Okay. Yeah, they are all tied up. And at this point, Kit goes, should we try dropping it to see if we could talk to them?
Why would we do that, kid?
So we could talk to them and investigate.
We're talking right now, which is already more than we should be doing.
Mr. Phelps, what's the point of having him here if we're not going to get some answers?
Why do we need to get answers right here, right now?
All right, fine.
I guess he's more...
I mean, we have plenty of time to kill. We might as well.
That's what I was about to say, actually. Would you like me to remove the paralysis? Because I can, certainly.
I mean, it's up to everybody, I guess. Now I feel kind of awkward about it.
Don't you want to hear me in my full, lovely voice?
Why? Why are we considering this?
Because they're decent people who want
to
chit-chat.
To be fair...
You know how many people she's killed? She has a whole collection of books saying exactly how many. Why are we considering
and
this?
And how many people have you killed, Thomas?
Do not talk to me. And I push the shadow blade closer to her neck.
Do it. All right,
nephew, let's take a walk, yes?
Let me go! Release me from this prison!
All right, enough! And he kicks you in the head.
Nice!
Nephew, let's take a walk, yes?
Just because you kicked her in the head, I will agree.
All right. And he begins walking with you, and, like, he looks back at the rest of you with, like, wide eyes.
Even paralyzed, that fucking hurt.
All right.
Viper, we can undo her paralysis. I'm gonna keep the other one as a sloth for now, though.
All right. And Viper will pull up her sleeve to reveal a snake tattoo that has like roses and the snake coiled around it. And it will glow and kind of slither its way towards Jessica where she was bitten and magically coil around her finger. And then it'll suddenly become easier to move.
Oh wow, yeah. Ooh, that's working. I can feel it now. Oh, hey there. Good to hear my voice sounding like this again, ain't it? Viper, pleasure to make your acquaintance back at the bed and breakfast.
It was a lovely time.
You know, it's funny because we didn't have to do it this way, I suppose. It could have been much smoother than that.
Trice is going to fashion his fingers like a gun and just hold it, aiming towards Jessica.
Finger guns! Yeah!
It's very interesting that Barbara chose to give the finger when Monique mentioned that Hagatha missed her.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Interesting detail I would personally like to ask about.
How about we start from the beginning? Miss Felcher?
Yeah?
What happened at the Court of the Northern Isles?
Well, I mean, how much do you know about the mission, Monique?
Oh, let's not worry about that. Why don't you just enlighten these fine folks here?
Okay. But I don't know. I'm not sure I trust you, Monique. I'm sorry. I'm very confused as to why you're here.
Oh.
Listen, things didn't go according to plan. We were meant to make a court case fall through. We got arrested. Woohoo!
Yeah, what exactly led to that?
Well...
Did you have to take the fall for something? Like, were you framed?
Oh, no, we weren't framed. So we broke into the courthouse to get some documentation so we could help fix a court case that was going to be ongoing for Michelle Crichton. But we ended up getting caught trying to take the documentation and were arrested and then kept in the courthouse. And then the court case happened. But, well, it's going to sound silly since you haven't seen me in a long time. But I've been going through a lot of personal growth and I've really developed and changed as a person, you know? So I was starting to feel a little guilty about the kind of life I was leading. So I assisted in the murder of Michelle Crichton, who had just been found guilty because we had failed our mission to fix the case. but she forcefully was escaping, and I was feeling guilty, and I made a choice, and I started to attack her from a hidden position and assisted some of the townsfolk in driving her towards a cliff and killing her and pushing her body off the cliffside, which was not what Hagatha wanted. And then Barbara and I were leaving that area after the townsfolk were like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing here, but y'all need to fucking leave, bruh. So yeah, that's kind of a small synopsis. I hope the folks at home listening enjoyed that recap of what's happened recently.
So it's true. You shut me up from the beginning.
Oh, Kit, yes.
Did you kill Twix on purpose?
No, that was a terrible accident, and it's not what I wanted to happen. I promise you, Kit. I know that my promises probably sound empty at this point now, but...
Kit turns his back on you.
And I deserve that. I deserve that. It's okay. But I'm sorry.
He doesn't respond.
So, I guess just putting two and two together, I had a suspicion, but since you didn't do what Hagatha wanted, since Sloth Barbara gave the middle finger, I'm going to assume you're no longer associated?
I think Barbara's still having a little bit of trouble.
Monique raises an eyebrow at you.
You know, I'm not entirely sure how Barbara feels. We haven't really had the time to kind of fully decompress about all the events that have been going on. We chatted a bit about it. I think she still loves Hagatha in a certain way, but personally, I do think that she's developed more of a conscience in terms of how she feels about the kind of work that Hagatha does, and I think she feels very conflicted. And at the moment, I think she's leaning towards the conscience versus leaning towards Hagatha. But you know, I think she's still really on that journey, so to speak.
Monique looks at you, Barbara.
As Monique looks at Barbara, you see the sloth close one eye and then the other, and then one opens and then the other opens as she's just trying to blink. But it comes out how sloths blink.
So, yeah, y'all have any other questions? I'm happy to try to answer them. I mean, essentially, we were kind of defecting, and my ultimate hope was to try to get some information to the right people. So I guess this is working out pretty good for me. Besides the whole paralysis and kidnapping thing, it would have been nice to just kind of come along as like a pal. But you know, that's okay too.
Right. We had no idea how it was going to go.
Oh no, I get it. I understand. It's a completely natural thing to be a little worried about someone who, for all intents and purposes, had converted to a very dark path for a while there. Woohoo, boy.
Oh, let's make no mistake here, Miss Felton. You are a monster. And when we're done getting what we need from you, I will make sure that you are put away for the rest of your days.
Do we have to have the rest of our days?
Well, or I could do what Hagatha asked me to do.
Ooh, what was that? End me? Kill me?
Something like that.
Was it going to be long? Give me the details.
Well, you all created quite a stir. Got picked up by the newspapers, spoke about the LLC, spoke about Hagatha.
Oh yeah, I saw that headline. Barbara was showing it to me.
Yeah. So Haggy wanted to do a little damage control. Wanted me to fake a story, wanted me to get you to turn yourself in. Wanted me to promise you that I would help you get off, that we rigged the whole case. Right before you just ever so conveniently killed yourself in your cell.
Oh, nice.
If I may, I mean, this is sort of a comment, observation. Is that what she does always? Because that sounds just a little similar to Miss Crichton's situation, just going through the courts. Thinking to myself.
Listen, I feel like Haggy put a lot of her eggs in Miss Jessica's basket, and, well, maybe some of that's starting to come undone. But, Miss Foucher, I think you have a chance to undo some of the bad you've done.
That sounds great.
How much do you know about the LLC?
I know that we have agents in many different areas and throughout the different regions of Almorissia. I know that Michelle Crichton was working on something on Isla Libra. Isla Libra?
Yeah.
And I happened to catch a glimpse of it, and whatever it is, it's not good. It's some sort of, I don't know, giant shadow creature. It looks like it could do some real damage.
Did you just say a shadow creature?
Yeah, it had this like giant energy funnel that was feeding it or something.
Do you know if this creature is on the loose?
Wait,
Isn't that the thing we saw?
Oh, no.
Okay. Whatever you know about that, we need to get you on the record. Tyrannicus, your people, wherever it is we're going, I don't know why we're waiting out here, but wherever it is we're going, do you think this is something they can help with?
Absolutely.
Okay, Miss Felcher.
Yeah.
I don't know what set you down this path, but I like to believe that I've seen you help some people. Can we trust you to help us find out what you know and put an end to whatever it is that Hagith is doing?
Absolutely.
I expect your full cooperation.
100%. Barbara's probably not happy with me. I don't know. I don't think she trusts you. I don't think she trusts Hagatha. I think she kind of wanted us to just live out our days quietly somewhere. But, you know, life has a different change of plans.
And she turns at this point to, like, the whole party. She goes, I'm not quite sure what's going on, but we need to solve this quickly. I am in deep with Hagatha. So we're going to have to find a way to present this all to her so that I don't blow my cover. What's more, last I spoke with her, I heard that she had big plans for the yearly meeting. I don't know where it is, I don't know when it is, but something is happening then. So we need to find it before then.
Monique, does Hagatha work closely with all of her agents, or are some of them sort of secret?
I do not know. Up until very recently, I only knew about Hagatha as an individual. Everything else I knew, the LLC, all of that, that was my individual research. I didn't even know Miss Felcher worked for her until that plea bargain case. She gave herself away. She plays her cards very close to the chest, but she is getting a little sloppy lately.
So we need to figure out where this meeting is. Miss Felcher, do you have any idea where that might be, or maybe Barbara?
I mean, I am not sure that Hagatha would be very happy if Jessica Felcher showed up to this meeting. Just going to guess that may not end well for her.
Does Hagatha know that Michelle's bit the dust?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there goes that idea. I was just going to say I could disguise myself as Michelle Crichton and go to the meeting or something. But alas, that's not going to work.
Now, Miss Felcher, I may not know much about your plight. This is probably the third time that we've ever met. And I don't have a particular feeling about you either way. Although I do know that you do need to be tried for your crimes. But you were using the name Dorothy, and I vaguely remember that name before with a crystal. What is going on?
At this point, Thomas returns with Richard. Thomas, tell me if you calm down or not, but you get the feeling that Richard did his absolute best to kind of get through you a little.
All right, I'll bite.
And so Thomas and Richard return from their walk, and you see Richard opens his eyes wide when he sees what's going on. He's like, all right.
My hand is moving around at my side like this, but
yeah.
I'm calm.
Okay.
Calmish.
Yeah, Miss Felcher, why did you refer to her under the name Dorothy?
Great timing with this question, considering the new company that's just walked over here. Okay. Well, that was the name that Barbara decided to check in at the hotel with, because she was just a little sus of, you know, the world, since we were on the run from a very powerful organization. You know, natural. She picked that name. I don't know why. I mean, it is a shared name of somebody that,
that you killed.
Yeah.
Yes, and Miss Felcher, why did you kill Dorothy?
Because Hagatha told me to, and I was completely derailed and befuddled, and those aren't the right words, but those are the words that are coming out of my mouth at that moment. But yeah.
So Dorothy wasn't involved in anything with the LLC or anything of that nature?
She simply told me, kill the Warforge. And that's what I carried out.
I wonder if that was random.
I mean, as Thomas and I and Gary, wherever the heck he is now, I don't know, but as we found out in our own little investigation of Dot's murder, which was a bit of theater, so to speak, the stuff that Dot was looking into was entirely real. Her research was perhaps leading her down a path that Hagatha didn't like and was in on because of my knowledge and my reporting back and things. So I have a feeling that might have had something to do with it, but like, I honestly couldn't say specifically.
What do you mean, for whatever reason, Gary left? Like, you don't know?
No, I think she said wherever he is now.
Yeah, I said wherever he is now.
Oh.
I mean, obviously he's not here with you.
Right, because you tried to go after him, kill him, his wife, his children, Calvin.
What?
That wasn't you hunting him down?
No.
No?
Is he okay?
Yeah, we got a report that Hagatha wants his family dead.
What do you mean, is he okay? Why, like, you care? Like, you didn't try to kill us? I think it's your fault that he's not here right now, why our friend abandoned us. I'm getting more riled up, so the fire is starting to come out a little.
Mr. Phelps.
At this point, everyone roll a perception check.
That's a 15.
21.
10.
A 9 for Jessica.
That's a 15 for Barbara.
Huh? You see Richard turns his head, and Viper, Thomas, and Sloth Barbara, you hear a thud in the snow.
That's not good.
Then, nothing. A few seconds later, you hear another crunch of snow.
Okay.
One crunch.
No.
Then another.
No. Someone pick me up and start running.
Does somebody want to unbind me so I can help out, perhaps, if this is dangerous?
Oh my gosh, please.
Do not unbind her. I swear. Oh, so help me. Do not unbind either of them.
How far away is the carriage?
It's a few feet.
Viper will scoop up Sloth Barbara and be like, let's go, let's go, and like go to the carriage.
As you begin moving, everyone.
Is anybody picking me up or trying to pick me up?
Not me.
As this happens, from behind one of the trees, you see a large, dark-looking humanoid.
Oh, shit.
Its skin is glossy and semi-translucent, almost plasticky in substance.
No.
It bears long, black, claw-like fingers and a seemingly featureless face.
We're so fucked.
As it stands, you can almost feel the power radiate from it.
Ooh, that's the thing! That's the thing I was talking about!
Viper, you are running with Sloth Barbara, and as it stands here, you can almost feel the power radiating from it. It barely seems to glance in your direction as a sort of fiery wave bursts out from its body, hitting all of you with a searing pain. You all take 9 points of necrotic damage. Barbara, you immediately turn into your full Warforged self, tied up in Viper's arm, knocking Viper down to the ground.
Oh.
Richard and Kit fall to the ground in pain. He then...
How many of you are there?
There's a lot of us.
Eight. Okay.
TJ, is this our thing? The creature?
Yes, it's the same thing, yeah.
Oh, fuck. We're fucked.
We are fucked.
Viper... Make a constitution saving throw.
I'm heavy, I'm sorry.
8.
Okay. As you have fallen to the ground, the creature is standing there. You hear the screams, and it hardly even turns its gaze on you. Its featureless face just kind of peers into your soul. And as you make eye contact, you are filled with fright as you drop to 0 hit points.
Shit.
Love you. Hope you like the couch.
Sorry, that's funny as shit.
Barbara, you lay atop this just still body as the abomination moves in your direction. End of session.
No!
Viper dead. Oh my god.
Another day looking around. No sign of Nikki B anywhere. I went halfway across the world and still no sign of him. What am I gonna do? I know I can make Nikki B as a character using the new playtest material for the Drimba system that I got from Patreon and just pretend like he's home. That sounds fun. I just gotta go up and...
He did.
What? Nikki? What are you doing here?
What do you mean?
Where were you?
Here.
Here where?
Here in the cupboard.
In... What?
You know, practicing my ninja training. Scruffles didn't make it.
Scruffles?
Scruffles? Yeah, my canonical hamster that I had the whole time.
Oh, right, yeah. Anyways, you're home! Oh my god, oh, you're home! I'm so happy to have you home, son!
I was already home.
Oh, right. Wait, so what were your friends doing then?
I already told you. Scruffles didn't make it. There were thousands of them. It was in the dead of night. The Shirai Ryu clan struck with a fatal vengeance. They left him with no choice but to commit harikari with the promise that his wife and child would be left unharmed.
That's terrible.
But I wouldn't allow it. I was lurking in the shadows. And while they fought viciously, the anger I held inside was simply unmatched. We slayed them all.
Wow.
But a week later, he ate a ninja star and died, so...
Oh. Right, but I meant your other friends.
Oh, the patrons?
Yeah. TJB said they were up to something strange, and I haven't heard from him in days. I think they were hunting him.
No, he got lost. They were helping.
How do you know?
I listened.
Wait, you've been listening this whole time?
Oh, yeah. I have to listen to my Drimbus.
Why didn't you say anything?
Oh, I was busy testing out the new Drimbus TTRPG.
Oh.
Yep.
Who's that? Look out, Dad. Scruffle made a few enemies while we were gone. I'll go check.
Daddy G?
TJB?
Nikki B?
Sup?
TJ, you're okay!
Yeah. The patron saw it was kind of cold, so they bought me exclusive merch from patreon.com/drimbus to keep me warm.
Wait, so they were actually trying to help you?
Yeah, dude, the patrons are dope as fuck. Can they come in?
What do you mean, can they come in? Oh, hi.
Jerry Benetados. Hey, my man.
That's So Loco.
Greta. There's Beignet. Yep, always together.
Yep, Alejandro Lopez.
Ace, my man, Andrews.
Thomas Murphy, the boy.
Regina Russell. She's a sweetheart.
Salty.
And there's Adrian Bundy. Good to see you, bud.
And this is Sam Olivos.
And, oh, Dad, I want you to meet Jordan Cobb. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm sure you remember the unnamed rogue.
Oh, what is he called? I forget. John Gillette.
Yep, this is the homie Chloe G.
And we got Con Air on DVD, just a literal DVD. That's a patron.
How can we forget Con Air? This is also NB Star.
Yeah, and then we got Doubtful Guest. Right this way.
We also have a Michael Richters.
Davis Walden.
Got Danny Dudrow.
And then we got the Myth Mouse.
And this is Will Woodall.
Callie Wolf.
We got here Brandon M. Bishop.
And we got Bridge. Good old Bridge.
You can't forget Twiglets.
Oh, Joanna.
This is Wes Berger.
Stan Sitzman.
Scrambles the Death Dealer.
Aaron Adams. Come on in, everybody. Come on. Keep going.
Nathan Messner.
We got Rue Thanatos. Good to see you again. See, check it out. Check it out.
This is Morgan Lawson.
Olivia Hill. It's been so long, honey. It's been too long.
The one, the only Wilhelm Fuchs.
Wilhelm Fox.
Yeah, he does.
Have a nice trip. See you next trip. It's Trip. Come on in, Trip.
We got Carrie Holmes, one of the No Sherlock.
And Stoner Panda. I haven't seen you in years. My goodness. Pass some.
We got Melissa Rain.
Sensational.
And last but certainly not least, Aaron Cervania.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. Yeah, no, you can sit. Don't pee on that. Okay, wait.
Just make yourself at home, guys.
You guys are crazy.
Son, it's so good to have you back.
What?
I said, it's good to have you back.
Oh, it's okay. I did stretches, so it's not hurting as much.
What?
You said, how's my back?
No, it's good to have you back.
Oh, it is good to hit crack.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, no, Dad, that's not something you should be doing.
Trip.
Bridge, you can't touch that.
Son, does this mean you'll be back to hosting the halftimes?
No.
Oh.
Because this is an end time zone!
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah, dude, episode's over.
Wait, but this was the Act 2 finale, wasn't it?
I think so.
So that's it?
that's never it. You think Drimba's gonna stop publishing? No. We never stop. We never stop. Drimbus forever, baby. Just because your honor's on break doesn't mean there's no Drimbus. Me and 42 of my closest friends are all going to be hanging out in the exclusive patron Discord, listening to brand new Drimbus content just about every week. Back to basics, beyond D&D, and more, baby. We're even running exclusive games for exclusive patrons where we playtest exclusive rules to the new exclusive new Drimbus TTRPG. Oh, and during the month of June, we'll be publishing our anniversary special, Orc Daddy Island. Say it back, Orc Daddy Island.
Orc Daddy Island.
And the patrons are gonna get to see even more anniversary goodies, anniversary merch, anniversary games. So if you don't wanna be a lame ass, go sign up at patreon.com/drimbus. We're even giving a full 16% off if you purchase an annual subscription during the month of June. That's plenty of time to catch up before your honor returns with Act 3 this fall. What are you waiting for? Go! Get in the Patreon! Get in the...
This has been Your Honor. Your Honor features the vocal talents of T.J. Berry as Tyrannicus, Amanda Fernandez Acosta as Barbara, Nicholas Palazzo as Thomas Phelps, Michael Pisani as Jessica Felcher, and Hannah Schooner as Viper. The rest of the world is voiced by your DM, Giancarlo Herrera. Editing was done by Hannah Schooner and Giancarlo Herrera, with sound design by Giancarlo Herrera. If you want to support the show, consider checking out the links in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/drimbus. Our patrons get access to exclusive perks like our After the Show show, After the Drimbus, free exclusive merch, bonus series, and the chance to create items for the show or have NPCs named after you. Oh! And don't forget to tweet using hashtag Drimbus to be entered to win a free Dungeons & Drimbus sticker. Thank you all so much for listening, and I do declare, I'll see you all next week.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris. Can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.